The National Strategy to Eliminate Family Violence and Sexual Violence. Te Awarerekura. The Enduring Spirit of Affection. Producer's Note. This document displays the logo of Te Kāwanatanga or Aotearoa, the New Zealand government. This document was produced as a single audio MP3 file using synthetic speech by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 6th of December 2021. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Minister's foreword. As the first Minister for the Prevention of Family Violence and Sexual Violence, I am honoured to introduce Te Awarerekura, our first national strategy to eliminate family violence and sexual violence. Te Awarerekura sets a collective ambition to create peaceful homes where children, families and whānau thrive. To enable safe communities where all people are respected. And to support the well-being of our nation. It represents an evolution in our journey to address violence in our homes and communities. Family violence and sexual violence are two of our nation's greatest shames. The statistics alone create a frightening picture, made only worse when we consider the significant underreporting. Violence and its harm transcends all communities, ethnicities and social classes. That is why Te Awarerekura recognizes that it will take a generation to enable the social changes required to achieve our vision. Te Awarerekura reflects the kōrero we have had with communities up and down the Motu. It builds on the mahi of the countless people who have dedicated their lives to supporting those in crisis or improving the system. E ora te tuatara ka putaki waho. A problem is solved by continuing to find solutions. Honourable Marama Davidson, Minister for the Prevention of Family Violence and Sexual Violence. Executive Summary. Aotearoa New Zealand has high rates of family violence and sexual violence which cause harm and ongoing trauma to people, families, whānau and communities. Women, children and young people, tangata whenua, Pacific peoples, disabled people, older people, LGBTQIA+ communities, ethnic communities are disproportionately impacted. Family violence is a pattern of behavior that coerces, controls or harms. Within the context of a close personal relationship, it includes intimate partner violence, elder abuse, child abuse, dating violence, stalking, and violence towards another family or whānau member, including child-to-parent violence, and can be physical, sexual, psychological, emotional, spiritual, or involve economic abuse or exploitation. Sexual violence is any sexual behavior without the other person's freely given consent. Among other things, it includes child sexual abuse, sexual violation, incest, rape, assault, exploitation, trafficking, grooming, sexual harassment, and any unwanted kissing or touching. The purpose of Te Awarerekura is to set out a framework to eliminate family violence and sexual violence, to drive government action in a unified way, and harness public support and community action. It will also increase political and public sector accountability by setting out what the government is committing to do and how it will measure and report on progress. How does this strategy address family violence and sexual violence? Te Awarerekura sets a well-being and strength-based vision for eliminating family violence and sexual violence. There is a stronger focus on primary prevention, healing, and the critical role of tangata whenua and community leadership for achieving intergenerational change. It identifies and responds to the factors that drive violence, requiring accountability from people using violence, and supporting them to change. Accountability is also required from those responding to violence, including government. Government has responsibility for keeping people safe and an important role to play through using institutional practices, policies and legislation to promote safety, equity and inclusion. It acknowledges the complexity and diversity of the experiences of people, families and whānau and the different, timely responses and workforce capability required to meet their needs. It brings Tangata Whenua, communities, the specialist sectors and government together to regularly share knowledge and align actions. The Moemoeaa, dream and vision, for change is that all people in Aotearoa New Zealand are thriving. Their well-being is enhanced and sustained because they can live lives free from family violence and sexual violence. The strategy is guided by five principles, the Whanau Ngā Pōnau, equity and inclusion, Aroha, Tika, and Pōnau, Kotahitanga, and Kaitiakitanga. These will help shape the way every person and organization works as part of Te Awarerekura. These Whanau Ngā Pōnau informed the development of Te Awarerekura and will guide its implementation by prioritizing equity and inclusion in all spaces, ensuring equity of resourcing and outcomes. That all voices are heard and represented at all levels of decision making. And that all people have options about the supports they receive. Acting with Aroha, recognizing that treating people with kindness and care enables healing and demonstrates what respectful relationships look like. All actions are Tika and Pōnau, where people act with fairness, integrity, and are accountable for their actions. People work together in an integrated way, reflecting Kotahitanga to provide support to others, and receive support in return. Kaitiakitanga is practiced, all people understand their roles and responsibilities to ensure the safety and well-being of people and their families and whānau. Te Awarerekura is underpinned by and gives effect to the Treaty of Waitangi, Te Tiriti or Waitangi. The government's legislation, policies and practices to eliminate sexual violence and family violence will align with the intent and articles of Te Tiriti. Communities' needs and aspirations. Disabled people. We want choices in quality services and supports that meet our needs. We are diverse people. Even if we have the same impairment, we can have very different support needs. We experience violence in different ways and at higher rates than other groups. Women impacted by violence. We want to be believed, safe and protected when we reach out for help. We are disproportionately impacted and Wāhine Māori are impacted the most. We need easy access to specialist support for ourselves, our families, whānau, children and young people. Children and young people. We need love and support to feel safe at home and in our communities. We need you to know we experience sexual abuse, regardless of gender, identity, ethnicity or social background. We want to be listened to and believed. We need to be at the center of systems. Men impacted by violence. We need services that are designed for us. Many of us are impacted by family violence and sexual violence as children or young people, but there are few support services for boys and young men. We, as adult male survivors, feel invisible. People who use or have used violence. We want help early from people we can relate to and trust. As soon as we display troubling behaviors, when we're young, or as soon as we're ready to get help, we need support to understand and change our behavior. We know we need to take responsibility. Tangata Whenua. Our toiora is intrinsically linked to whānau ora. We want to focus on whānau ora. We want our tikanga, real, Kaua and Mātauranga Māori to be the pō for realizing whānau ora. We want to receive the resources and decision-making power promised us under Te Tiriti or Waitangi. Pacific peoples, our communities are built on family, faith and culture. Faith, family and cultural values create resilience for Pacific communities. We need to be involved in developing and delivering services for our communities. Older people. We need family and carers to be safe and treat us with respect. The violence we experience is often not visible because of poor health, disability or being dependent on others, or social isolation. We need people to understand the specific violence that happens to us. Ethnic communities. We want safe responses that understand our cultural diversity and experiences. We want better data on the distinctive forms of violence we experience, such as dowry-related violence, and control of visa immigration status and finances. LGBTQIA+ communities. We want an end to discrimination, stigma and exclusion. Discrimination and stigma drive violence towards LGBTQIA+ people, at home, at school and in the community. Discrimination causes psychological distress and stops us seeking help. When we do seek support, responses often take a binary gendered and heteronormative view. The six shifts and their actions. Evidence and community feedback indicate that achieving the Moimoiaa and Tukuna Iho outcomes will require six shifts in how tangata whenua, specialist sectors, communities and government work together. Shift 1, towards strength-based well-being. Adopt a strength-based well-being approach that will integrate all aspects by adopting the talk or toru model with a focus on changing the social conditions, structures and norms that perpetuate harm. The government recognizes its accountability for achieving ora and safety and te awarere kura sets out an approach for all people to work together to enhance well-being through the elimination of family violence and sexual violence. The talk or toru model, what is it? Talk or toru, meaning the unbreakable three, is a whānau-centered model that outlines the three dimensions that enable and enhance well-being, strengthening, responding and healing. The interconnectedness of all three dimensions emphasizes the need for a holistic approach. At its heart, the shift to the talk or toru model indicates the government's ongoing commitment to changing the social conditions, structures and norms that perpetuate harm. Actions for Shift 1. Action 1, Te Awarere Kura is supported by a clear investment plan. Action 2, agencies integrate community-led responses. Action 3, strengthen Wahine Māori leadership. Action 4, Wahine Māori leadership succession. Shift 2, towards mobilizing communities. Mobilize communities through sustainable, trust-based relationships and commissioning decisions that are grounded in te tiriti and sharing evidence on what works. This is about high trust, collaborative and respectful relationships between tangata whenua, central and local government, the specialist sectors, communities to build collective ownership for solutions, and support and resource-integrated, community-led responses. This shift is about stronger relationships that enable better design, delivery and learning. Actions for Shift 2. Action 5, engage and value communities in collective monitoring, sharing and learning. Action 6, relational approach to commissioning to better support community decision-making and needs. Action 7, enable te awarere kura, implementation in the regions. Action 8, establish a ministerial tangata whenua advisory group. Action 9, establish an annual te awarere kura hui. Shift 3, towards skilled, culturally competent and sustainable workforces. Ensure the specialist, general and informal workforces are resourced and equipped to safely respond, heal and prevent and enable well-being. The needs of different communities to respond to and prevent family violence and sexual violence vary greatly. To ensure protection, accountability, healing and restoration, we need specialist and general workforces and informal networks that can provide safe, appropriate and effective responses across a range of communities. Currently, there are not enough people able to provide the right help. Specialists, generalist, and informal networks all require different resources, tools and opportunities for upskilling. The organizations they work for need policies and practices to support effective, consistent responses. A long-term approach to building and retaining diverse, sustainable and competent workforces is needed. Actions for Shift 3. Action 10, develop and implement trauma-informed family violence and sexual violence capability frameworks for specialist workforces. Action 11, agencies implement capability frameworks for generalist workforces. Action 12, build tools for informal helpers. Action 13, Invest in upskilling community primary prevention. Action 14, build the specialist workforces for children. Action 15, build court workforce capability. Shift 4, towards investment in primary prevention. Invest in a unifying, TETERT-based primary prevention strengthening model that protects against family violence and sexual violence. This shift focuses on collective investment in changing environments, attitudes, behaviors, and norms through a range of integrated actions. It is about enhancing and scaling what works. Prevention initiatives have often been led by single government agencies, and that reduces their effectiveness. A unified approach will make initiatives more impactful. Te Awarekura is signaling a deliberate investment strategy to lift the proportion of funding that goes into prevention initiatives. Actions for Shift 4. Action 16, adopt the primary prevention system model. Action 17, develop tools to support healthy, consensual relationships for young people. Action 18, refresh the health and physical education curricula. Action 19, develop the Orana Fukapapa program. Action 20, develop community mobilization infrastructure to lead sexual violence primary prevention. Action 21, deliver prevention initiatives, campaign for action on family violence, E2FANOO and Pacifica Proud, as well as for other population groups, including older people. Action 22, develop and deliver a sexual violence primary prevention campaign for Māori and Tawiwi. Action 23, develop prevention programs for ethnic communities. Action 24, holistic support for safe early years. Action 25, develop social and emotional learning for children. Action 26, strengthen community-led solutions to prevent child sexual abuse. Shift 5, towards safe, accessible, and integrated responses. Ensure accessible, safe and integrated responses meet specific needs, do not perpetuate trauma, and achieve safety and accountability. Increased efforts to eliminate family violence and sexual violence through Te Awarekura will mean more people are likely to seek help. Te Awarekura establishes an ongoing commitment to safe, integrated services that meet the holistic needs of those impacted by violence, and supports accountability and behavior change for people who use violence. Te Awarekura also commits to work towards what some communities refer to as the twin-track approach. Firstly, all family violence and sexual violence response services and supports must be inclusive and accessible to all. Secondly, we will work to provide a wider range of specialist services developed by and for different communities. Actions for Shift 5. Action 27, develop new practice guidelines for participants in court proceedings. Action 28, implement safeguarding responses for disabled and vulnerable adults. Action 29, develop a plan to fill the service gaps for family violence. Action 30, develop a plan to fill the service gaps for sexual violence. Action 31, develop a case management system for family violence responders. Action 32, improve the Family Start service. Shift 6, towards increased capacity for healing. Increased capacity for healing to acknowledge and address trauma for people and whānau. The trauma of those impacted by violence is ongoing. Te Awarekura sets out the need for more appropriate, tailored, specialist and whānau-centered healing, recovery, and restoration services to address the intergenerational trauma of childhood exposure to family violence and sexual violence. Until people can heal and restore, violence and trauma continue to affect them. Direct experience of violence, or exposure to it, has negative impacts on children and young people's health, education, social development, personal relationships, and future economic well-being. The harm can be compounded as children and young people transition into adulthood. Actions for Shift 6. Action 33. Undertake an analysis of healing services and responses to determine gaps and opportunities. Action 34, develop training and resources for parents, caregivers, and whānau. Action 35, design local tangata whenua services for sexual violence healing and restoration. Action 36, extend and expand whānau-centered initiatives. Action 37, extend and expand whānau-centered early intervention. Learning and monitoring progress. The initial action plan sets out specific, short-term actions for the next 2 years, and will be reviewed and refreshed annually. To measure progress towards achieving the six shifts, a range of measures will be needed. These measures will be developed collaboratively with tangata whenua, communities, and the specialist sectors, so we create a framework that measures what matters and can track progress towards eliminating family violence and sexual violence. We know there are gaps in our data collection on family violence and sexual violence. This will help fix them. Actions for learning and monitoring progress. Action 38. Continuously develop and improve the learning system through the collection of evidence and voices. Action 39. Work together to finalize measurement framework. Action 40. Invest in monitoring and learning to build the evidence base for primary prevention. Impacts to be measured. Tūkuna iho, outcomes. Haumaru. People are safe and protected. Whakawhirinaki, people with a network of trusting relationships. Mana motuhake, people have autonomy and freedom of choice. Ngākau whakautu, people are respected for who they are. Tūhono, people are connected with others who support their well-being. Poipoi wairua, people are nurtured and cared for. Impacts we will measure for the experience of the system for all people. Prevalence and reporting statistics, including across different communities, will be measured by how children and young people understand healthy relationships, how to seek help, and can access tailored services. Individuals and whānau are supported to heal and overcome the trauma of violence. Participants in the justice system are protected, safe and supported. Reduced tolerance for violence and inequity across Aotearoa New Zealand. Women, wāhine Māori and others impacted by violence access integrated and inclusive responses to enable safety. Tangata whenua, Pacific peoples, ethnic communities, LGBTQIA+ communities, older people, children and youth, and disabled communities can access tailored services. Those that use violence are accountable and supported to change. Families, whānau and communities take action to prevent family violence and sexual violence. Impacts we will measure for the system we are building will be measured by government commitment to addressing the underlying social conditions and norms. Government and communities work better together. Alignment around primary prevention. Communities design, lead and deliver solutions to affect change. Skilled, culturally competent, and sustainable workforces. Joined up and easy to navigate services. Summary. All these shifts will be delivered through actions that are specific, time-bound, and resourced to strengthen how the government works and learns together with tangata whenua, communities and the specialist sectors to achieve the tūkuna iho, outcomes. Te Awarerekura is a 25-year strategy because it will take a generation of sustained investment and focus to strengthen the protective factors and enable the social changes required in Aotearoa New Zealand. However, we will look for tangible improvements as the strategy is implemented. Te Awarerekura signals an intergenerational journey towards well-being. This means that we don't set off with all the answers. Alongside the six shifts, we need to develop a system that learns, so that as more data, research and evidence is developed, it can be shared and built on to improve practice and ultimately eliminate family violence and sexual violence in Aotearoa New Zealand. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 6th of December 2021 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09 320 4173. Email info@aicoms.co.nz, website, www.aicoms.co.nz. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.